Okay, so have you ever, like, I don't know, been baking something and wished you could have someone right there with you, like looking over your shoulder? Well, that's kind of what we're doing today. Get ready for a deep dive into yogurt muffins.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. Simple yet delicious yogurt muffins.
Okay.
That's what the recipe says, at least. But trust me, there's going to be a lot to unpack here.
I love it already. And what I really like about this deep dive is our source material.
Oh,
It's not just a recipe we're working with. It's a whole blog post with pictures of like everything.
no
Yeah.
way.
It's like we're flies on the wall in this person's kitchen, you know?
That's amazing. And not just any kitchen.
Right.
Dawn's House of Fine Patisseries. I know, right? The blog post itself is called, Are You Ready for This? Making Simple and Relatively Plain Yogurt Muffins Photos.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me.
It's from October 3rd, 2024.
Ooh, very recent.
I know, right? So specific. Okay, are you ready to preheat our investigative minds and get baking?
Let's bake. Let's do it. I do love a good recipe deep dive. And this simple claim,
Oh, yeah.
what does that even mean? Like, is it the ingredients,
Yeah.
the technique, maybe even like how many dishes you don't have to wash at the end?
Oh, that's a good point.
Let's find out.
Let's see what Dawn thinks is simple.
Okay, so the first photo, the oven, 350 degrees Fahrenheit.
Standard.
Right, like, okay, but it does make you think,
Yeah.
why
That
350?
high that number. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Well, 350, it's enough heat to get those leavening agents going. That's what gives you those nice airy muffins. Makes them rise.
Exactly. But it also bakes it all the way through without, you know, burning everything.
Right.
Of course, all ovens are different.
Yeah, true.
But 350, it's a pretty safe bet.
Solid starting point for sure.
Yeah.
Next up, our meticulous blogger. Look at this. Prepping the muffin tin.
Oh, with the little paper
That's the
liners?
liners, yeah. And honestly, the photo is kind of artsy.
Oh, stop.
The way the light hits those liners,
Get out of
it's
here.
giving like still life, you know?
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Right.
But you know, those liners are more than just decoration.
Okay, true.
They're crucial. Think about it, even heat distribution. So your muffins bake nice and evenly.
Oh, that's a good point.
Plus, hello, easy cleanup.
Huge.
And less dishes is always a win in my book.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of wins, check out this next photo. Our baker is reusing the same measuring cup
What?
for the yogurt and the oil.
No way.
Yes, how efficient.
That's amazing. I love that. Okay, so we've got our preheated oven. We've got our prepped muffin tin.
Yep.
What's first into the mixing bowl?
Flour.
Of course, the foundation of any good muffin.
Right, and I think this photo really highlights how important accuracy is here.
Oh, totally.
Too much flour, you're gonna have a dense, like, what's the word?
Like a hockey puck.
Yes. Hockey puck muffin, no thank you.
No, thank you.
And then too little, it all falls apart.
Yeah. Gotta get that ratio right.
It's a delicate balance for sure. Okay, and then we've got sugar.
Right.
And you know what's interesting? It looks like a pretty generous amount of sugar
Oh, yeah.
compared to some of those healthy muffin recipes you see.
Yeah, you bet.
So it makes you wonder,
Interesting. What does
what
that
is
mean for the final product?
exactly, what are we going for here? Like, what is this going to taste like?
Okay, so thinking about it, more sugar, probably a softer crumb. Yeah, obviously sweeter.
Right.
But remember, these were made for the baker's mom,
Oh, that's right.
who loves bran muffins.
The bran muffin enthusiast.
Exactly. So maybe, just maybe, this is like an attempt to get that same level of sweetness.
That's so smart. I didn't even think about that.
Right.
Okay, so we've got our flour, our sugar. What's next?
Let's see.
Baking powder. Gotta have that lift.
Gotta have it.
And of course, a pinch of salt.
Salt. The unsung hero of baking.
It really is. I feel like people underestimate salt sometimes.
Right. Because even just a little bit, it just makes all the other flavors pop.
That's a good way to put it.
It's like it wakes up your taste buds or something.
Ooh, I like that.
So you can really taste the sweetness and that little tang you're going to get from the yogurt.
Okay, now that is a new way to think about salt. I'm into it. I'm learning so much.
Right.
Okay, so we've got all our dry ingredients. They're all mixed up, looking nice and evenly distributed. What's next?
Time for the wet ingredients.
Let's do it. And first up, yogurt.
The star of the show.
What?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, we never actually talked about what kind of yogurt.
Oh, true.
The blogger doesn't say, and the photos just show like a container.
Okay, so
Yeah.
another clue about this whole simple thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. It's like, make it your own.
Yeah.
Plain yogurt keeps things simple.
The purest approach.
Exactly. Maybe that's what Bram and Muffin Mom likes.
Maybe, but like imagine Greek yogurt.
Oh, denser.
So dense.
Right.
Or vanilla.
Classic.
Classic. Or even something crazy like lemon.
Ooh.
Or honey yogurt.
Okay, now I'm hungry.
Me too. Okay, back to the photos.
Back to reality.
After the yogurt, oil.
Okay.
Again, no specific type mentioned.
Interesting.
But the quantity, kind of surprising.
Yeah. How so?
It's a lot to eat.
Okay, so that's going to mean...
Moist endocrine.
Exactly. Some recipes try to skimp on the oil, you know, for health reasons.
Right.
But honestly,
right.
You can't beat it for that melt-in-your-mouth texture.
It's true. It's about finding that balance, you know?
Balance. I like it.
Healthy-ish, but still delicious.
The best of both worlds.
Exactly. And speaking of delicious, check this out. 2 perfectly cracked eggs.
Ooh, let me see.
Right into the batter. And the technique, flawless.
No eggshells.
Not a single one.
That's impressive.
This blogger knows what they're doing. Another thing.
What?
The mixing method. Look, just a spoon.
No fancy equipment.
Glenn, I love it.
It's so refreshing, you know?
I think anyone can do this.
Exactly. You don't need all the gadgets.
Just some good old-fashioned elbow grease. And speaking of which... Look at this mixing action. They are going for it.
You got to make sure everything's combined, but word to the wise.
Don't overmix.
Overmixing equals tough muffins, my friend.
Nobody wants a tough muffin.
The worst.
The absolute worst. Okay, so the photos don't tell us how W. Long to mix for, but...
But they came out... Okay, so...
Right. They must have done something right. Okay, drum roll, please.
The moment of truth.
Muffin filling time.
Yes.
Look at that, dividing that batter up almost to the top of the liners.
Living on the edge.
And not even trying to be perfect about it, just like
rustic. Homemade.
Yes.
Like something you'd get at a little bakery.
You know what? You're so right. This whole thing is giving me cozy vibes.
Right.
Okay, so muffins are in, and then, check this out, a photo of the oven window.
No way. Let me see.
Okay, a little messy, I'll admit.
Whose isn't?
That's fair. But look. Those muffins are starting to rise.
It's happening.
It's like magic.
Well, it's science, but also kind of magical.
Right. It's like that heat hitting that baking powder.
Those air pockets forming.
Yes. Giving us those fluffy, delicious muffins.
It's chemistry.
Delicious chemistry. But okay. Well, those muffins are doing their thing in the oven.
Our baker's not just sitting around.
No. Mm. Next photo, cooling racks.
So smart. Key for the perfect texture.
Essential.
If you rush it, you'll trap all that steam.
Soggy muffin city.
The worst. Okay, wait.
Quite.
They're coming out of the oven.
A moment of truth.
Golden brown. Look at that. I can practically smell them through the screen.
Oh, me too. And that dome.
That's how you know those leavening agents did their job. And the batter.
Yes.
Not too thick, not too runny.
And there they are, up close and personal on that cooling rack.
Perfect, perfect. Now, this is the hard part.
I know. So tempting to just...
Kind of let them cool. All the way.
Patience is a virtue.
It really is, especially with baking. Because if you rush it, you're going to trap that steam. And then what do you have?
A soggy muffin.
The worst.
Tragic. But you know it's sweet?
What's that?
While the muffins are cooling, our blogger, remember he mentioned making these for his mom?
Oh, yeah. The bran muffin thing.
Exactly. This whole recipe, it was like an alternative for her.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Right. And it makes you think.
Like, why yogurt muffins?
Yeah. Was it just to try something new? Or maybe
there's a health angle.
Ooh, interesting. Like bran muffins, they're known for being high in fiber.
Right. Good for digestion and all that.
But yogurt muffins, they can be a little lighter, you know?
Definitely. But still
good for you.
Packed with protein, little calcium.
Exactly. It's like a whole other layer to this recipe.
It is. We're not just talking about ingredients anymore.
It's a story.
Yeah.
Family tradition, you know?
Food is more than just food.
So true. And to think. We got all this from a few photos and a simple recipe.
That's the power of a deep dive, my friend.
It really is. But okay, one more thing about these photos.
Yeah, me.
Those final shots of the muffins just cooling there, ready to eat.
Beautiful, right.
It looks so good.
Makes you hungry just looking at them.
I know. It's like they're saying, eat me, eat me.
Food photography at its finest. It's an art.
It really is. And last but not least, the muffins get bagged up.
Freezer bag. Smart.
So smart. For later.
And the best kind of surprise.
Right. Like a gift to your future self.
Exactly. A little homemade treat whenever you need it.
Okay. So that image, those muffins tucked away in the freezer, that brings our deep dive to an end.
And what a journey it's been. But now I'm curious, our listeners, could they take what we've talked about just from these photos and make these muffins themselves?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's like a challenge, right?
A delicious challenge. We've given them the map, the tools, the inspiration.
Now it's up to them to get in the kitchen and create.
Exactly.
Oh.
And who knows, maybe they'll even be inspired to bake something for someone they love.
Just like our yogurt muffin master.
It's amazing how much food can connect us.
The best. Well, that about wraps it up for our yogurt muffin adventure.
Until next time.
Happy baking, everyone, and happy deep diving.